Urban Ego are a new music band from Austria who are currently taking Europe by storm. Based in Vienna, the home of classical composers like Max Reger, Mozart, Beethoven, Schubert, and Strauss, Urban Ego are single-handedly creating a whole new musical genre. Now, for the next 60 minutes, hear the words and music of Richie Ulmer, Flau Frick, Michael Pint, and Christoph Kolasinski in this independent production from Celtica Radio.
An ordinary man fighting when I can with hopelessness and fear. They try to comprehend. Show me sleight of hand and make me disappear again. I'm freezing, I'm breathing, I'm grieving. You're tearing me apart, tearing me. I'm freezing, I'm breathing, I'm grieving. You're tearing me apart, tearing me apart. As much as I can tell,
a song called Freezing, and it's by Austrian band Urban Ego. This is Bill Everett, and today we've traveled to Vienna to talk to the boys. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Okay, then. Urban Ego. You're Rich, Chris, Mike, and Flo. Let's start with you, Rich. What's your role in the band?
I'm a singer and rhythm guitar player of Urban Ego, and I'm also doing all the songwriting and various string arrangements.
And Chris, what do you do?
So I'm playing lead guitar, and right now at the beginning of the show, I'd like to basically say sorry to all your listeners. We are all from Austria, so we're not talking that much English, and so English will be, let's say, just off perfect. And
don't worry about it.
The guy at the right-hand side of mine is
Mike, and I'm playing the bass.
He's playing bass. And at the left hand side is
it's Flo, and I'm the drummer for Urban Ego. Additionally, I'm doing the sound recording stuff, and so I'm the poor guy who has to do all the cuts.
So how did you come up with the name Urban Ego in the first place?
Oh, well, it's a long story, because we all moved to Vienna to do music, because in Vienna there is the big music business concentrated. And the Ego has a longer story, because at the age of 16 I won a composer contest, and then I got a deal with a producer, but I was very unsatisfied with the kind of producing, and that's why I thought about the second name, Ego. So I think the ego symbolizes our will to do what we want and have our songs sound the way we want them to.
Okay. So you said that most of you moved from your hometowns to Vienna. So how did you guys meet up in the end?
Well, at the time when we were still working with our former producer, there was just Richie and me. So it was just drums, a guitar and vocals. Our former producer introduced us then to Mike, and who's been playing with us ever since. And Chris joined us in comparison quite late. That was 2 years ago.
That was actually a strange story, as back then I had already given up to play guitar. And before I met Amigo, I've played in various other bands. I never actually was satisfied with any of them. And so at a certain point of time, I just stopped doing music for some time. And then really by accident, there was a mail in my mail order saying that there's a band, this, and they're called Amigo, and they, you know, they are very professional and all this stuff, and all the blah blah. We will basically hear from every band which is searching for a player. And I went to meet them, and I don't know how to put it, but it just worked. So we met and all knew it's going to work.
Funny thing was that we found Chris' mail address on a homepage. I can't remember he ever visited.
So at least they keep telling me that.
It was some kind of a band forum on a German website.
And what about you, Flo? Why did you choose to become a drummer?
Well, I have two brothers who were both playing trumpet. And although they were pretty good, I really couldn't stand listening to them practicing these awful scales the whole day long. So I decided that if I was ever to learn an instrument, it would be definitely a cool one. And there we go. 1 year later, my parents bought me a flute. Poh. I guess you can imagine my face when I found out that my parents wanted me to become a flute virtuoso. I can't even tell you how much I hated it. And so I didn't stop bothering my parents until they got me my first snare drum. A really cool snare drum. And that's actually how it all started. Me practicing the whole day and the whole house hating me for it.
That is an absolutely wonderful story. Okay, moving on to you now, Mike. How did you end up playing bass?
Well, I guess it was a decade ago when a friend of mine tried to persuade me to visit a reggae concert. And when I saw the bass player appear on stage, his sound just blew me away. So the decision was made.
To you, Rich. Now, earlier you said that you were the singer in Urban Ego. What made you want to be a vocalist?
Well, that's a good question. You know, originally I didn't see myself as a singer. When I started becoming interested in music, and that was many, many years ago, the only thing I did was listening to music, and I always was fascinated by compositions. And I guess I always saw myself more being a composer than a singer. But as I had nobody doing the singing and the guitar playing, I ended up doing it myself. And today I think I do see myself as a singer and songwriter.
Finally, Chris, why did you become a guitar player?
With me, it was the kind of thing that usually happens. I was pretty young, I guess 6, maybe 7, and I heard that song on the radio, and I hate to admit it today, but it was Smoke on the Water. And from this moment on, I knew that playing electric guitar is the thing I wanted to do in my life. And you were going to love. So it sounds very much like a cliche, I know, but I'm afraid that's really how it was.
We'll be back with Urban Ego, more music and words from them, in just a moment.
Join me, Fred Stacey, for the Total Edition with real life stories, news, and great new and unsigned music here on Celtica Radio and podshows.com.
Would you like to advertise on Celtica Radio?
Y'all ready for this?
Email our sales team now. Sales@CelticaRadio.com. Sales@CelticaRadio.com. Harness the power of the internet and the 750,000 listeners who have regularly tuned into Celtica Radio over the last 4 years. Cost effective and complete. Celtica Radio advertising. You know it makes sense.
I think it is time we demonstrated the full power of this station.
Celtica Radio.
that's a song called Around the Bend from Austrian band Urban Ego, and it was the flip side to their first single, Freezing. Okay, we're back with the band now, and I've got to ask you fellas, how far back do you all actually go?
Well, Flo and I, we were in school together, and we also played in our first band, so I knew him. But that's it. We can say that we all found each other on the way to becoming a real band.
A real band?
Yeah, at the beginning, with me feeling to be more composer than anything else, and this producer guy, it was very much something what one can see as a project. I would say that the more and more we were becoming independent with the producer gone, the more and more I realized that the reason why I was unsatisfied was because I missed the band. Guys that share and give their input to what I was doing.
So how do you guys write a song today?
Song's melody and rhythm guitar is written by me. Then I walk with it into our rehearsal room and the rest just happens.
And very often it doesn't even take a lot of time, so in some cases the arrangement of the tracks you can hear on the final CD is note for note what each singer, one of us, was playing when we heard the song for the very first time, actually. So I think we're pretty fast sometime, and the whole band constellation fits pretty good.
Now, I understand that Venus was the first song that you guys actually wrote together. My attention in particular falls to the lyrics, which seem to be very, very deep. How do you manage being from Austria and having such serious English lyrics? I mean, it can't be easy.
Well, we always tried to put particular attention on the lyrics. It's very important to us to tell stories in our songs and to share experiences we made or feelings we felt. And so when it comes to lyrics, we were working together with a friend of ours whose name is Chris Glenn and who's, in our opinion, one of the most gifted lyric writers one can think of.
When I start writing a song, very often the first thing is the melody. And the lyrics are generally the final step. But already in the process of writing the song, I already know what I want to sing about, what story I want to tell. And then we will sit down with Chris Glenn, and he not only helps us to put it into proper English. What he does is he finds words and ways to describe what we are trying to say, leaving many interpretations open for others.
For example, at the time we recorded Venus Sound, we didn't have the financial means to make the song sound like we wanted it to. So the strings are synth strings and not real and so on and so forth. And we asked Chris to put the feeling we had into words. I mean the one that we wrote the song and we all really loved but had no money to record it properly. And what he wrote is, I tried to write a symphony and played on my tambourine, which really nails it down to the point, you know. So it's like we're really trying to write and record really big songs and all that, and with very limited financial means to do it, actually. And so he's really good in putting things into words and leaving a lot of meaning in our lyrics, so everybody can basically find his own piece and his own on interpretation for our lyrics.
Tried to write a symphony and played it on my tambourine. Wish you'd be my dancing queen, but Mr. Clean goes in between. Oh, hell, shut down your horse, feels like never before. I wish I was stronger. You're so high, high, higher than the Venus sun, satisfying everyone, tender so fun. Yeah, yeah, staring down the satellite, so happy to survive. Tried to write a monologue and blurted in the microphone. You could
time to start over. You make me feel stronger. You're soaring high, high, high above the sun. Keeping up with Moses Run, so great of you. Yeah, yeah. You're holding up the stars at night. The stars will wish upon tonight. Gazing at the sky, I'm asking questions, wonder why.
That's their very first song, Higher Than the Venus Sun. This is Bill Everett profiling the words and music of Austrian rock band Urban Ego. More in a moment.
On demand, on the internet, 24 hours a day, www.celticaradio.com.
Celtica Radio has a bright new sales store. Here you will find mugs, t-shirts, mouse mats and car bumper stickers.
Just listen to these prices.
Raglan tops, hoodies, baseball jerseys, golf shirts, baby doll t-shirts, and tank tops from as little as $14.99.
We also have beautifully crafted mugs from $13.99, mouse mats from $12.99, and the all-important auto accessory, the Celtic Radio bumper sticker.
For more details, go to the interactive page on the Celtic Radio website and click on the link marked Shop. Celtic Radio, hot station, cool products.
Hello, join me, Steve Edge, for the Fast Forward Edition, with great new and unsigned music here on Celtica Radio and podshows.com.
At the threshold of the 21st century, this is Celtica Radio.
song called Angry Young Man, and I thought that was quite appropriate to play that because it ties in quite nicely with the fact that you come from a limited financial means. Now, I read in your biography that you're still without a label, and that's very much deliberate. Did I get that right?
Mm.
You're having offers from Austrian labels and even majors, but you don't want to sign in Austria. Why?
Yeah, that's true. The explanation now may sound a little bit weird to you. As mentioned at the beginning, we had these troubles with this producer guy. We became very careful as far as contracts are concerned. Maybe we also only wanted to have a break of other people telling us how a song has to sound or what is trendy and what is not. And so we started to focus on songwriting, and we were performing as much as we could. Our fan base grew actually faster than we ever expected, and one day a radio guy, actually it was a girl, saw one of our gigs and approached us afterwards. She said that almost every single song she heard could be played on the radio, and that she wanted to help us. That night we didn't take her particularly seriously, as we were used to people coming after the show to us, promising us the blue from the sky, but she really did. She remained in touch with us and convinced us to release our first single because she was going to give it airplay. And so we did set up our own label, U5 Records. Released it, and although it didn't sell like hell, it was the first time we had our own single, and it made it on the Greatest Hits Volume 23. That was about May last year.
And you've just had your second single released now, haven't you?
Yes, that was on the 6th of January this year. So to our surprise, Freezing, that's the name of our new single, got airplay on 8 different radio stations here and became a bit of a hype. So 8 radio stations may not be very much in UK, but you know, it's really a lot. So we have to figure that there are about 25 different ones. So 8 is pretty good. And we've made it into the charts on 44, and I think we are the first band ever in Austria which made it into these charts without the help of a label.
But you still haven't signed with anybody, and you've continued to release under your own label. Why is that?
No, we did not sign. The moment the single started to hype in Austria, most of the major labels here did approach us, but actually we did not come to an agreement. One of the reasons probably is that Austria is just off too small to sign here. But let's see what the future will bring. We're working right now on our album, which we hope to release sometime in autumn. And there are also some German labels which start to show some interest. So it really remains to be seen what will happen.
But isn't that a lot of work, being the band and doing at the same time the job of the record label?
Trust us, it really, really is. I guess by now we figured out what the guys working in labels are paid for. There is so much one doesn't think of. It's really incredible.
I saw that you're having your own internet homepage, and you've also got your own T-shirts. Your singles video clip is actually having rotation, and it seems like you've managed to get yourself quite a name in Austria.
Yeah, this year started off pretty successfully for us. I can tell you, it's a very cool feeling if you're running through the streets and suddenly you're seeing some girls who's wearing your band's T-shirt. Or you're going out at night and the DJ in the car puts on your singing. That's an amazing feeling, though a bit weird on the other hand, as it has never been like that before.
Now I have to ask an almost obligatory question. What kind of music are you listening to, and which bands inspire you?
I guess from my part, it's easier to mention what I'm not into. And that's really Austrian or German folks music.
If you hear it, you will understand what he means.
And techno.
Well, it's a very difficult question.
A whole bunch, I guess.
I like Feeder is a good band, very good band, and but also the Australian stuff, the for example, Powderfinger or Motor Ace, because the last concert I visited was Powderfinger, and it was very great.
Back shortly with more music and words that define Urban Ego.
Join me, Ed Risby, here at Celtica Radio for the latest in new music on the TX21 edition. Downloadable from Pod Shows.
Oh, na 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 na.
Been around the world and I can't find
oh, na 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 na.
Place just like
right away. Zena, you toured the entire universe. You know it's Cartel and Zena. Zaga now, sing Zaga Dega da.
DJ just like you.
Easily. Lean him alongside Zena. Saiga.
Hi, this is Zena and I'm here with James Lewis on CelticaRadio.com.
We're getting bigger by doing it right. This is the highly successful sound of CelticaRadio.com.
Define your music as something similar to Britpop.
No, we wouldn't. Though it's definitely true that some important influences came from British bands, but there were also many others, among them maybe also Austrian bands, and so we are definitely not playing Britpop. What pretty often comes up in Austrian magazines when they're writing about us is the definition alt-rock, and I actually think that covers pretty much what we're doing. Additionally, we are of course quite proud to be the first band that magazines define as alt rock. It gives us the feeling that right now we are obviously some kind of representatives for what's going on in the Austrian music scene.
May I ask you guys what you're doing in Austria right now, and what are your future plans?
In Austria, we guess we can say we are in a way popular. It took us many years to play on stages of the size they are today, and I also think that by now almost every newspaper and magazine wrote something about us. So it's for the first time that we approach what we are doing pretty relaxed. We try to take as much time as we think is necessary for the album and have the luxury of knowing that many people are waiting for this album. I think this is more than most bands nowadays have in Austria.
Now, beside the album, what are your plans for the future?
Well, a long-standing wish we've all been sharing for years is to play a tour across a whole Europe, maybe. We couldn't afford and still can't afford to do it right now. Last year we played for the first time in London and the feedback was breathtaking. We think that's one of the most wonderful feelings in the life of a musician. If you tour to a country you never ever played before and you finish playing your first song and people start to scream, although they never heard the song before. But coming back to your question, I think that right now we are open for partners, and in this year we will really try to find an international label to give us some backup and open us the doors to other countries.
This has been an independent production by Celtica Radio and Urban Ego, and is protected under copyright. We're going to play out now with your next single release, which is called Mrs. Brainshaker. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
All right, bye. Thanks,
Thanks.
Bye.
Wildflower.